From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. Coming up, a new report says the CIA concludes Iran has no active secret nuclear weapons program. But what does Vice President Cheney think? We'll talk with investigative journalist Seymour Hersh. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In Lebanon today, a prominent anti-Syrian politician was assassinated. Pierre Jemail, leader of the Christian minority and son of a former Lebanese president, was shot in his car. His supporters say Syria was behind the killing. At the U.S. State Department today, Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns condemned the attack.
This is a very sad day for Lebanon. We were shocked by this assassination. We view it as an act of terrorism.
Joining me from Beirut is Michael Young, opinion editor of the English-language Daily Star newspaper. And tell us a bit about Pierre Jemail. Who was he?
He was the son of former President Amin Jemail and the nephew of former President-elect Bashir Jemail, who was assassinated 3 weeks after being elected in 1982. He was, in a sense, the person who was slated to take over the Kataib party, which was at one time the largest Christian party, which his father led and his grandfather before him.
And why would he be an assassination target?
There is a struggle taking place in Lebanon today over the mixed Lebanese international tribunal to try those suspects in the Hariri assassination, in the assassination of the former prime minister. One way to do this, to essentially block that process, has been to try to get the government's collapse. And he's a minister, and I think one of the objectives behind this was to kill a minister, to make the government even more vulnerable. Eventually, if they can kill two more, the government will fall constitutionally.
And also, Hezbollah is demanding more power within the government, threatening to topple the government if it doesn't receive more power, aside from trying to block the tribunal.
Hezbollah's request or demand for more seats in the government is directly linked to the tribunal because, of course, by demanding more seats in the government, what they would like to do is have veto power over any government decision that goes to a vote, and the tribunal issue will go to a vote.
Syria is becoming a big player in the Iraq war. Topping the news recently is its restored diplomatic relations with Iraq. Many people think Syria is one of the keys to ending the violence in Iraq. Do you think that this assassination will mean that the U.S. will refuse to work with Syria regarding Iraq?
Well, the U.S. has already made clear that it doesn't want to work with Syria in Iraq. At least the administration has made that repeatedly clear. Whether the Iraq study group, the bipartisan group now which is preparing recommendations on Iraq, will recommend that the U.S. do so is another question. We don't know. But certainly I think that this is a very very naive policy to follow. The Syrians have been amongst the biggest importers of instability in Iraq. They've done the same thing in Lebanon. The idea that today you can engage them in a way that is to the U.S. advantage, I think, is ridiculous. And the fact is that what has been done today in Lebanon, I think, will further make the U.S. reluctant, at least the administration, reluctant to engage Syria.
Michael Young is opinion editor of Beirut's Daily Star newspaper. Michael Young, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.